what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the hunger smash and smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
657, our quick news team special in the San Jose Grand Prix coming up at the top of the hour. And then, keeping it real with Will and Willie at the Hotel Vitale San Francisco. Will Durst and Willie Brown. Gentlemen, it's such a slow news day. I don't really have any idea what we're going to talk about today.
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of stuff happening. Am I on?
Yeah, we can hear them talking, but they're on, but they're not really on. I can tell you what we will be discussing today, being, of course, joking about the slow news day. Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin is going to speak with Will and Willie about their revolutionary vote yesterday to approve universal health care in San Francisco. Angie Coiro from our partner Mother Jones Magazine will be weighing in. You know, Angie's show is on The Quake every Sunday at 1 p.m. Insight Magazine's Jeff Kooner will join him at about 7:15, so I hear, to discuss what's going on in Lebanon, the Middle East. We have President Bush's expected veto here this morning on stem cell research that was passed by both houses, but it's not going to be law. And we'll talk about the continuing fight and what comes next. So that's all coming up with Keeping It Real with Will and Willie from 7 till 10 this morning. That's this morning's Progressive News Hour. We have more news, downloadable audio all the time. Visit quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
Is a special news presentation of 960 The Quake, the San Jose Grand Prix, the economics behind the checkered flag, a special in-depth look at this unique race and what it means to San Jose and the Silicon Valley.
These are the grandstands here. I mean, if you look out of the offices of Team San Jose, we essentially look right onto Almaden Boulevard, and so we see the start and finish line, and we also see the
grandstands. That's Team San Jose President Dan Fenton doing a little Grand Prix gloating outside the office of the San Jose Convention and Visitors Bureau. The Grand Prix promotion is on the fast track for becoming a significant moneymaker in the Silicon Valley.
$23 million of direct spending. Now, that is not the additional economic impact that occurs once, for example, the dollars have gone into the economy, because they certainly go around more than once.
The Grand Prix's patrons providing the city of San Jose with a needed economic boost in the middle of summer, when it's traditionally slow for local businesses.
The people that came to the race were people that wanted to have a good time, so they spent money on food and beverage. They spent money in downtown San Jose.
Dan Fenton admits there was some inaugural Grand Prix bumps in the road, literally and otherwise, in 2005.
First year was a good problem because the race organizers, you know, none of us quite knew there'd be 150,000 people for the first year. So there was some learning that went on. But I think that people will be pleasantly surprised with the fact that things are going to flow much easier.
This year there will be more pedestrian bridges and opportunities for race fans to cross the track, and millions of dollars of street improvements are being made for the driving teams. And as the CEO of the San Jose Convention and Visitors Bureau, Dan Fenton believes that there are many residual benefits of being the host city for such a huge event.
The Grand Prix makes a difference when it comes to how they think about San Jose. When they know that we have a race, it sort of raises your profile. When someone's looking to bring a meeting here or bring a large convention here or whatever it may be. So it's got all of that sort of indirect value of being here.
And now the San Jose Grand Prix is rounding the track, you could say, and speeding ahead as one of the Bay Area's biggest sporting events of the year.
Listen every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. for our special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix. For more information, log on to our website, quakeradio.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
Amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Then call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hoffyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:03, I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by Sleep Train. Here's what's happening. On the lower deck of the Bay Bridge, it's a real mess. Three right lanes are blocked just after Treasure Island. A big rig and a stalled car cracked it up. It looks like the truck hit the car. All the way back to the Skyway is where you're backed up. Now, on the upper deck, medium lights are on. A little slow up the incline, but that's normal. Back up to the Grand Avenue off-ramp. Concord, Highway 4 westbound before Willow Pass. A stall in the center lane. And good news in Fremont, they cleared an accident that was up there for about an hour. Car on fire, 680 southbound after Sheridan. Right now at the Sleep Train, when you buy any premium mattress set, you'll sleep free till 2008. There's no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:04 on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie coming right up. I'm John Scott. Let's check this morning's top stories. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors has unanimously voted to make the city the nation's first to provide all of its residents with health care, approving a plan that would give adults access to medical services regardless of their immigration or employment status. There are estimated to be some 82,000 uninsured folks in the city. It'll be financed by the city and county, mandatory contributions from employers, and patient premiums. This so-called health access plan would cover the cost of everything from checkups and x-rays to ambulance rides and operations. Unlike health insurance, however, wouldn't pay for any services that one would look for out of the city. The business community in the city went to the wall in opposition to the measure because they'll have to pay. Companies with 20 or more workers will have to spend $1.06 for each hour worked by an employee. Those with more than 100 workers would still have to pay $1.60 an hour. The Board of Supervisors still needs to vote on the plan once more for it to become law. Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin will join Will and Willie this morning on 960 The Quake. We've had some hot weather inland recently, and that's why there's been some speculation that Northern California might not have enough power to go around. PG&E says despite record high demands for power this week and ongoing, the utility should be able to meet demand and will not likely have to execute rolling blackouts. But they still encourage us all to be smart and conserve power. SFO, San Jose, and Oakland airports had big delays last night because of a radar snafu in Southern California. The Quake's John Rivers has the latest.
This morning,
since 9/11, it has been
flights in and out of three Bay Area airports this morning may still be affected by a power outage, which shut down a key FAA control site in Southern California last night. The Palmdale FAA facility controls aircraft in the higher altitudes over the southern portion of the state. When it lost power, flights headed to the Southland from SFO, Oakland, and San Jose had to be turned around. Passengers scrambled for other options, but most are going to be trying to continue their journey this morning. Now, that could cause delays and overcrowded flights, so you're urged to check ahead with your carrier.
7:07 at 960 The Quake. Very early this morning, some scattered rain throughout the East Bay. It's a weak storm system moving through that could cause thunderstorms this afternoon, and it may feel very humid. By the time we get to 4 or 5 o'clock, it'll be sunny everywhere. Here are today's highs, 87 in San Jose, 75 San Francisco, 88 in Santa Rosa, and 63 in Half Moon Bay. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up from the Hotel Vitale, San Francisco. We'll work out a couple of technical things, and they'll be here with guests Angie Coiro from Mother Jones, Aaron Peskin from the Board of Supervisors, and Jeff Cooner from Insight Magazine. Not long ago, Former Clinton Labor Secretary Robert Reich was a guest with Will and Willie, and we'll play that for you next on 960 The Quake.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo's sensational salad today.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
7:10 on 960 The Quake. We were going to bring you a little best of with Will and Willie and Robert Reich, but we don't have to do that now. If you're interested in hearing that interview, you can go to the Will and Willie page and download it at quakeradio.com, and you can do that at your convenience. We fixed our problem. The boys are here, and the show is on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Willie.
How are you?
We're just fine. Everything all right with you guys?
Everything is all right. You should have witnessed the scene here just a moment ago.
There was scurrying.
I was holding a coffee cup. Tony was under the table. He almost tumbled it over. My coffee almost went every other place. And out of nowhere comes Superman, Wilters, with a perfect podium for me to place my coffee. And it's a modification that should have taken place years.
Yes, we got a little end table for you.
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely.
All perfect. Right, so we got everything worked out, and you guys got a big show today. Plenty of things going on.
Yes, you talked about what Aaron Peskin will be discussing, and that's obvious, the business of giving health care to people who do not now have health care in the city. I think you also referenced Mr. Bush, and Will Durst must be delighted, because in the New York Times there was a complete photograph, a series of photographs
of him giving the back rub.
Yes. And her reaction was the reaction I get from ladies quite often. Utter disgust, but polite.
Yes.
So it was a.
She's German.
Yes.
You don't go up to a German and start giving him a back rub.
Certainly not a German woman.
No. not an East German woman.
And then if there's justice anywhere in the world of politics, Ralph Reed is back preaching full time. Ralph Reed lost
his attempt to be lieutenant governor in the state of Georgia.
And it looks like Cynthia McKinney may lose her House seat.
Oh, no.
To a fellow Democrat, yeah. A fellow named Howie Johnson or something, who is they're dead even in the vote count at the moment, so she may lose her seat. And then George Wallace Jr. lost his
not
bid.
The comedian George Wallace.
No.
The son of the former Alabama governor.
No question.
He lost, again, lieutenant governor, right?
Yes, he lost his bid. And in the South, the lieutenant governor is almost an automatic stair step to the governorship. Yes, and that was and so yesterday in all of the electoral process, it was quite dramatic. And then, of course, Ned Lamont, in my opinion, sealed himself to his faith of losing to Lieberman. Anytime you end up on the front pages of the New York Times being announced as a new political darling of the left.
Kiss of death.
Oh, that's like being cover of Sports Illustrated. You know, I was on my way to a record in the Olympics, and I got...
The cover of Sports Illustrated.
In my own mind.
Yeah.
And I went right down to defeat. And then, on the sports side, by the way, I know you don't pay any attention to this, but who in the British operation would have put this pairing together? There are two people that do not even speak to each other.
Nick Faldo.
And Tiger Woods.
Ooh, and Nick has been an announcer for a couple of matches, and he hasn't been, shall we say, complimentary or generous.
He's been very critical.
Yeah, critic.
And he reaches 49 years of age while they're on the golf course tomorrow. I could see Tiger celebrating. So it should
be tattooing him with a 9-iron.
And then they have the third member. It's they play by in threesomes. The third guy is a Japanese fellow that apparently speaks very little English. So he isn't going to be any help at all
for either one of them.
And then Phil Mickelson.
And they'll be together for two days,
rounds,
right?
Right.
Yeah.
2 rounds. And then Phil Mickelson takes the cake. Can you imagine you fall apart on the 18th hole when you should have won the golf tournament, one of the great golf tournaments, and you proceed to say, "Didn't bother me. I don't know why it bothers you. It means nothing to me."
It might not. He might have that kind of equanimity. I mean, he never really was upset that he was, you know, the biggest golfer without a major. And he won two majors in the last 3 years. Or is it three majors? But so he might not. This might not have meant a lot. He went to Disneyland with his kids, and he said he got over it pretty quickly. He might not be intellectually deep enough.
You mean he might be like George Bush?
Who went like a stone skipping over the water.
Speaking of...
What about Buck O'Neill?
Who?
Buck O'Neill? You see that? Buck O'Neill played for a team yesterday. 94 years old. They hired him for one day.
And he got
a hit? He was in the All-Star game. No, he appeared in the first inning. He walked. During that inning, he got traded to the other team, so he also appeared in the bottom half of the inning and walked again. A 94-year-old man. And Buck O'Neill's stats are incredible in the Negro Leagues.
Right. I didn't see that little blurb in the news.
Yeah, so
I did
he got
see.
Traded in the middle of the inning. That's what I thought was the best part.
I saw where Jose Canseco...
Oh, for crumb.
Is back in baseball. He was playing in Chico as a pitcher.
Yes. He always wanted to be a pitcher.
We got only one person out the time he was there before they had scored 4 runs. And they pulled him after.
And this is some sort of, this is a beer league almost.
You know. Everybody was hitting him, including Buck O'Neill. Or some other 94-year-old guy. And by the way, he sounded like Phil Mickelson. He said, "Hey, I feel good.
Doesn't bother
this,
him.
This is a great outing. Are you kidding me? What are they paying him? $5 a pitch?"
Boy, remember when he was on that huge tear and he had a couple of really good seasons, and at the end they threw him in as a garbage pitcher. He kept lobbying his manager to have him be put in. This is in the major leagues, and they put him in, and he tried throwing a fastball 100 miles an hour, and he blew out his arm, and he was never the same again.
As a baseball player.
As a baseball player.
Yeah.
That one inning, and he was never the same again. So something about pitching has got stuck in his craw. You know, we all got that. Every one of our heroes has that one fatal flaw. You know, the feet of clay, the Achilles heel.
How about being the whole thing?
Yeah. It's not just my heel. It's my butt. It's my shoulders.
It's everything. It's the complete works. I mean, you got nothing going. Except it's a good day because all of the incredible reports. And then, of course, there is the indication that Condi Rice is going to the Middle East at some point, and I assume that Jeffrey Cuno, one of those people who's coming on later today, will talk to us about that. But it appears as if she's not going until after there's some stability, i.e. give Israel one more week.
So expect her during the Hillary Clinton's administration.
This is Keeping It Real. You are here on Wednesday. It's July 19th, year of our Lord 2006. It's 7:18 in the morning, and we're going to be back with Jeffrey Cooner from Inside Magazine. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software. And we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
did you anticipate that, Loss?
You mean about Ralph Reed?
Yeah.
I mean, not really.
I didn't either. I you know, he's Georgia, and he's kind of the symbol of the conservative rise in power politically.
Wears God on his shoulder.
I would just think that there's no way some ordinary state senator could beat him, but he apparently beat him totally and singularly on the connection with Jack Abramoff.
Yeah, I mean, the Abramoff angle, I think, is going to be a real albatross for a lot of Republicans, not just Reid, coming this November. I think that Republicans are underestimating the frustration among many Americans at what they see as just rampant corruption in this Republican Congress. And, you know, I can just tell you this, that a lot of Republicans are looking at this, and they are very worried for their own jobs.
Ah, wake-up call.
It's a real wake-up call.
You know, I have a colleague who served in the legislature with me, John Doolittle, who is just up the way here in San Francisco, and he's being seriously challenged only on that issue.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I think for many, sort of average Americans out there, I think the Abramoff issue demonstrates to them how out of touch many Republicans have become. They see them swimming in lobbyist money, in corporate money. They see them utterly disengaged from, I think, issues that are near and dear to many voters out there. And the Republicans, they've been told about this for at least a year and a half, that there was going to be some serious repercussions coming down the pipeline, and they just ignored it. I mean, you could see it right here on Capitol Hill. They just were utterly arrogant, especially after 2004. They thought they were literally invincible. They felt with Rove backing them that this guy could win them every election, and now it's really coming back to bite them.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Cooner. He's from the Washington Times, and he's the editor of Insight Magazine. You can find that at insightmag.com. He's with us on 960 The Quake. Jeffrey, right now, the Middle East is such a mess, and according to Bush, by invading Iraq, we're going to stabilize it. Is there any upside for Bush in this? Does this keep people's attention off of Iraq?
You know, I got to tell you, I think in the long run, I think this is going to be very damaging to Bush, and here's why. He staked his entire presidency on the argument that the war in Iraq would really do two things. It would, one, stem the forces of nuclear proliferation, and two, lead to greater stability in the long run in the Middle East. And we're seeing now that clearly that's not happening. Weapons of mass destruction were not found in Iraq, but more importantly, the proliferation issue is getting away from him. You see it in North Korea, and you certainly see it in Iran. As for stability, you know, Bush was the one that pushed for elections in the Palestinian Authority, and he got Hamas. And now the big thing is that in Iraq, Iran has been strengthened by the whole war in Iraq. You can see that in southern Iraq with the Shia militias getting stronger and stronger. Iran's influence there is growing. And now they're using Hezbollah as their proxy to really try to intimidate Israel and flex their muscles in the region. And what I can just tell you is this. I've been on the phone with a lot of White House sources. What they're telling me is that the administration was caught completely flat-footed in this. They did not expect Israel's response to be this strong. They think the situation is starting to escalate. And you could very easily see a wider regional war if things don't dampen down soon. Now, what I can tell you is this. The White House has given the Israeli government basically an ultimatum. And what they have told them is, we want you to bloody Hezbollah's nose. We want you to teach the Iranians a lesson and just decimate their infrastructure in southern Lebanon. But you have about another week to 10 days to do it. And then the U.S. is going to really start calling for a ceasefire.
And apparently, I guess, in a week or 10 days, Condoleezza Rice will suddenly surface somewhere in the Middle East, suggesting that there ought to be some form of a buffer zone between them or something?
That's right. That's right. I think the administration is going to push probably ultimately for maybe UN peacekeepers to come in along the southern Lebanese border to separate both sides, to try to monitor the sort of dismantling of Hezbollah. The Lebanese government definitely has seen Hezbollah as a thorn in its side. They see it as an agent of Syria, and of Iran, but especially of Syria, and they would like to regain control of the southern part of their country. They're just too weak to do it.
Jeffrey, with this business of not recognizing what Israel might do in case of some intrusion by Hezbollah, is this not an indication that the CIA and the White House are not talking to each other?
Willie, you nailed it. I think that, that's one of our big cover stories this week, is that what you're seeing in Washington over the last couple years is you're seeing a CIA that is increasingly disengaged and, in fact, utterly opposed to Bush's foreign policy. They think that many CIA people oppose the war in Iraq. They thought the administration skewed the evidence badly to justify a case for war. They think the administration is misperceiving the threat coming from Iran. They're also very worried about what the administration is trying to do in North Korea. So what you're seeing is you're seeing the CIA and large elements of the State Department very much opposed to the neoconservatives around Bush, especially Cheney and Rumsfeld. And so you have a massive institutional clash going on right now in this city.
It's amazing. It's so hard for Americans to keep track of. Syria is Sunni. Egypt is Sunni. Saudi Arabia is Sunni. Hezbollah is Shiite. Hamas is Sunni. it's the connections and the partnerships and the loyalties, and everybody is at cross purposes over there. Is it possible that perhaps Iran is using Hezbollah here to draw attention away from their nuclear capabilities?
Well, that's a very good question. That's what a lot of people in our intelligence community have been telling me. They are convinced that Iran, led by their sort of prophetic leader, Ahmadinejad, that Ahmadinejad is now looking to flex Iran's muscles in the region, that he is now giving a signal to everyone, including Syria, including Egypt, including the Saudis, that Iran now, with the toppling of Saddam, Iran is now the big player in the Middle East.
But, Jeffrey, is it possible that Israel is sucking Hezbollah in to get the Iranian connection, and then once they do that, they are free to go over there and bomb the nuclear sites?
Well, what I can tell you is this. I spoke to a couple of people in Israel with, I think, relatively good connections to the government. They are very concerned about the Iranian government. In fact, if you remember, when the U.S. came back with a sort of offer to give them incentives for sort of civilian nuclear technology, if Ahmadinejad would agree to not enrich uranium, he came back. They wanted an answer by the sort of end of July. He came back with a date saying, I'll give you an answer by August 22nd. Now, intelligence sources in Israel and the United States kept asking themselves, why did he pick August 22nd? What's so special about August 22nd? Well, they did some research, and apparently August 22nd on the Gregorian calendar corresponds to this date, to sort of some Shia religion, of the sort of second coming of the 12th Imam. Of this sort of regional, whatever, apocalyptic...
Any August 22nd or this August 22nd?
No, this August 22nd. And so what the Israelis are convinced is that Ahmadinejad is... They're saying that they think the West is misreading him. They don't think he's crazy. They literally think he's a religious fanatic and that he's sort of a prophet. He sees himself as a kind of prophet to bring about sort of this apocalyptic end of the world that would then bring in the sort of rule of Allah and of the Prophet Muhammad and a great world Muslim empire.
All these end timers are in charge of things. It's really scary. We're speaking with Jeffrey Kuhner. In the next segment, we want to ask him about
National Security Advisor Karl Rove's aide, who appears to be the target of some conservatives over his leaking of materials to people who could have connections to terrorists.
We're all keeping it real here with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
7:31 on 960 The Quake. Good morning, I'm John Scott. Time for traffic. It's in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. It's brought to you this time by Caltrans. Here's what's going on. Bay Bridge, lower deck, a real mess this morning. Sig alert has been issued. There was a stall on the lower deck. A big rig hit it. three right lanes blocked, backed all the way up to the Skyway. Looks like a second accident. Could be not far from that. So, lower decks, stay away for the next few minutes. If that's possible for you to do so. Go to the East Bay, Pleasanton, 680 southbound, real slow between Sunol and Sheridan. Earlier accidents been cleared for about a half hour. Slow through Hayward on 880 southbound before Tennyson. Two-car crash blocks the number two lane. Stall in the center lane, Concord, four westbound before Willow Pass. Headed into San Francisco, Bay Bridge Toll Plaza, metering lights on. Back up to 880, heavy from the island, the Fremont off-ramp. Despite the work at Devil's Slide, the San Mateo coast is clear. Take a drive along Highway 1 to Pacifica, 92 to Half Moon Bay, or 84 to Pescadero. The unique shop. Restaurants and lodging are calling. Take a break. You can get there from here. The San Mateo County coastline within your reach. Check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 7:32. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. President Bush ready to spell out his position on stem cell research and the use of embryos. He is set to veto a bill passed by both the House and Senate that expands federal funding for stem cell research. An override isn't likely, and this will be President Bush's first veto since he took office in 2001. In a paragraph, we can explain what the fuss is all about. Anytime that you're hurt, stem cells in your body create new tissue as best they can as part of your healing process. You have stem cells in your skin, in your liver, in your bone marrow. Each of these specialized stem cells can become new tissue, but only within the confines of the tissue they exist within. The stem cells from embryos can grow anything, anywhere, and that's why scientists have made such a big deal about it. We'll have more on it with Will and Willie later in the show. The San Francisco Board of Supervisors moving to make the city the first in the nation to provide all residents with health care. The board voted unanimously yesterday for a plan that would give adults access to medical services regardless of their immigration or employment status. Board of Supervisors President Aaron Peskin will join Will and Willie this morning. A cruise ship has left Lebanon with more than 1,000 Americans just getting out of there, fleeing a week of unrelenting Israeli airstrikes. Dozens of Americans waved from the Orient Queen, where the U.S. ambassador waved back. He says the same journey will be repeated until every American who wants to leave can do so. Both Israel and Hezbollah are reporting casualties. There's been more fighting on the Lebanese side of the border as Israel's offensive enters a second week. A senior commander says Israel has destroyed about half of Hezbollah's arsenal, and it's not going to stop until it's finished its job. Governor Schwarzenegger will be in the city midday to speak about his international trade missions and more. It's a noon address at the Herbst Theater on Van Ness in the city. It's put on by the Commonwealth Club. Had a little rain on the windshield real early this morning if you came into work early. There's a storm system coming up that's going to bring a chance of thunderstorms till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. And it's going to be muggy and rather humid, but the sun will be out later. A little bit cooler than yesterday. Highs 60s coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, low 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon all on Tahiti Village. Come on. You know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
They were a part of the musical landscape of the 70s, and soon they're coming to the Bay Area, and the Quake has your free tickets. For a chance to see Steely Dan with special guest Michael McDonald at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View Tuesday, July 25th, log on to quakeradio.com.
HD Radio is a great new technology that offers static-free digital sound, plus new, exciting free programming. But if you don't have the right tuner, you miss it all. At crutchfield.com, we'll help you find the HD Radio that fits your car. Get into HD Radio at crutchfield.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Am I wearing wool?
It's 117 there.
Don't you love that music?
This is the theme from Mike Hammer. Mickey Spillane died yesterday at 88.
And you can see the guy walking down the alley like Sam Spade.
Trench coat over his shoulder.
Absolutely. Hat cocked on one side of his head. The little mustache. Jetted jaws.
And a long-legged blonde.
Yes.
Call it over him. Hey, Mike.
And you can see that he's never taken care of himself. Not one time.
Not eating a lot of tofu and hamburgers.
Not at all. Not at all.
In D.C., right? Oh, you're back with Will and here. We're keeping it on 960 The Quake. And in D.C., we have on the phone Mr. Jeffrey Kuhner from InsightMag.com.
Jeffrey, just before the break, I referenced the fact that there is a story in your paper about the potential for some confrontation between conservatives, Karl Rove, and the administration over an aide who apparently has some connections to people who want to do bad things to other people in the world.
Yeah, it's one of our lead stories. What's sort of going on here in Washington is you're starting to see sort of internecine warfare among some of the conservatives. National security conservatives, especially led by people like Frank Gaffney, who has a major think tank here called the Center for Policy Security Analysis. He is sort of he's a columnist and he's a prominent neoconservative, very close with Cheney and Rumsfeld, to a lesser degree with Condi Rice, has come out with very strong allegations that Grover Norquist, who is a really big conservative operative in this city, he's the president of Americans for Tax Reform. He is someone who helped basically orchestrate the 94 Republican takeover of Congress. He's a big sort of Republican strategist. He was huge behind the impeachment of Clinton. That Grover Norquist has been closely tied with Jack Abramoff. Apparently they're friends. They go back 25 years.
No.
Now, but what's important here is that Gaffney is alleging that Norquist used his connections with the White House, especially his very close relationship with Karl Rove, that he and Abramoff together, that Norquist and Abramoff brought on board numerous terrorist sympathizers to have access to the White House. And in particular, there was a gentleman by the name of Abdurrahman Alamoudi, who...
guy sounds bad already. Just the name.
Well, apparently this guy Alamoudi...
Don't mess with Alamoudi.
Alamoudi provided a lot of seed money for another sort of think tank that Norquist created called the Islamic Free Market Institute. And Alamoudi provided a lot of money. He provided a lot of staffers. But the interesting thing about Alamoudi is he was tied into a plot with Libya to assassinate one of the Saudi rulers who was considered too pro-U.S., the current king, Prince Abdullah. And Alamoudi has confessed to this plot, and he is now serving 23 years in prison. Now, Alamoudi is obviously somebody who has ties to a lot of terrorists. And Norquist was very close with Alamoudi and arranged for numerous meetings at the White House. Norquist has also arranged for a lot of meetings with sort of Saudi-backed groups that have a lot of ties to Islamic extremists across the Middle East, and that they were also given an audience with the president. And so Gaffney is basically charging that Norquist basically improperly used his influence with Rove and Bush to provide access to these Saudi-financed individuals and groups, a lot of them with ties to terrorists, that could undermine U.S. security.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kuhner, and he's just given us the plot of Syriana here, which actually seems to be happening. He's from Insight Mag, which is part of the Washington Times, and he's with us at 960 The Quake, as he is every Wednesday.
And your paper also has the note that Tom DeLay is already planning a return to the electoral process. What is that about?
We were quite surprised to hear about this, but what we're hearing from a lot of senior GOP sources and even a couple of people at the White House, what they're telling us is that Tom DeLay in private is utterly convinced that he will beat these charges in court. And he has basically thrown down the gauntlet. He has told senior members of the Republican Party that once he beats these charges in court, he will make a dramatic political comeback in 2008. He's convinced that he is still admired by a lot of social conservatives, a lot of defense hawks within the party. And what DeLay is basically, what we're hearing is he's quite bitter. He feels that a lot of Republicans were just eager to put the knife into him the minute these charges came out. And he, in fact, his strategy is, if the Republicans should get rolled in November and be utterly decimated, DeLay will come back in 2008 and say, hey, under my leadership, we always had the majority in the House. Since you guys threw me overboard, look what's happened. You guys have been reduced to minority party status. So he thinks that argument is going to work for him in 08, and he'd like to make a very strong political comeback.
So Tom DeLay is anticipating a Democratic takeover of Congress.
Well, I mean, what we're hearing is that's a potential scenario that he's very much just unfolding right in his very eyes. So he's going to try to use that argument. What I can tell you is this. A lot of conservatives just absolutely adore Tom DeLay. They would love to see him come back. If he doesn't come back in any kind of political way, they would love to see him come back the way Newt Gingrich has sort of rehabilitated his career. Get on the speaking circuit, write books, maybe lead some big foundations or think tanks, and sort of be an informal power in the Republican Party.
Jeffrey, there appears to be a problem for Mr. DeLay, however. He's still stuck on the ballot in that congressional district down in Texas, and he could very well lose that.
Yeah, that to me is just, I mean, it's an only in Washington kind of story. He doesn't want to be on the ballot. Apparently, he's taken up residence in Virginia. However, a Texas judge says that, well, you know, certain deadlines have been passed, and you still have your residence at Sugar Land here in Texas, so you have to stay on the ballot. Republicans are now appealing this in federal court. There's probably going to be a ruling sometime in early August asking that DeLay be kicked off the ballot. But if DeLay is not kicked off the ballot, either he's going to lose, or what we're hearing from DeLay's people is he's thinking, well, you know what? If you can't kick me off the ballot, I'm just going to throw everything I have into this race, and maybe I'll even win. So it's just it's crazy. I mean, it's just
So they've discounted the whole idea of the write-in vote of DeLay removing himself and then having the Republicans go to the ballot in November, writing in a candidate?
I mean, there's talk about that. But see, the problem is that every seat's going to count for the Republicans in November, and they know that. And this is a suburban, you know, Houston district. They think it should be normally a Republican district. They'd love to get their own candidate, a new, fresh candidate in there. But if they can't, and if DeLay's the only horse they have, some of them are just saying to me that we just may have no choice but to throw some money into that race and hope he can pull it out.
Any money that they have to put in races that they should already have is good for every other Democrat.
That would be a traumatic resurrection, though, of what is deemed to be a total and completely dead person on the candidacy side, because if he did, in fact, make the case and really engage in political activity
and
oh my, that would be a great win.
Yeah, it would. I mean, it would literally be something out of a Hollywood movie. my
like
sense, though, is
a bad Hollywood movie.
I can't believe a guy named The Hammer is upset that there's some people who don't like his tactics. Tom, they call you the Hammer. It wasn't the Velvet Hammer.
Well, you know, DeLay has always been convinced that he is a major reason why the Republicans have been able to hold on to their majority over the last 12 years. He used to always make that argument on Capitol Hill, love me or hate me.
What is it? Defeat is an orphan, but victory has a thousand parents or something?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right. He would always make that argument that, you know, love me or hate me, I bring in the money, I get the votes, I deliver the bacon. And he personally feels that he has not been given the kind of due respect that he thinks he deserves. And he's quite bitter personally, how he just felt betrayed by a lot of Republicans around him. So he's just itching to come back. He would love to come back.
Jeffrey, you referenced Newt Gingrich and the resurrection, at least on the speech-making circuit, you know, on Meet the Press and things of that nature, about his candidacy. He appears to be one of the few voices in the world that see in the Middle East and Israel and Lebanon as being the prelude to World War III. Any comment?
Well, he's been making that argument for a while now, this sort of World War III argument. I mean, he's made it recently with Tim Russert on Meet the Press, and it's gotten some media play. But he's been making that argument now for a while. Gingrich, what I'm hearing is that Gingrich is very interested in potentially running for the 08 GOP presidential nomination.
He really is.
And he would like to sort of carve out some national security credentials for himself. The only problem with Gingrich is he has a lot of enemies within the Republican Party and even among many conservatives. Many conservatives have never forgiven him for what they see as the botched attempt to impeach Clinton. They hold him personally responsible. They felt that they could have impeached, I mean, had the president convicted, had it not been for Gingrich's very erratic tactics. So there's a lot of bad blood out there against Gingrich. What I can tell you is this. He may be popular on the speech-making circuit. He may be popular with Fox News. But among grassroots conservatives and grassroots Republicans, I don't see his candidacy holding much water. I really don't.
Jeffrey Kooner, thank you for joining us here. And keep
always
it real
good to
way.
Talk to you, man.
Oh, great being with you guys.
All right. Now we know why they call it Insight Magazine. Thanks for your insights. If you want to see more of Jeffrey's clever little take through the lens of Washington, check out InsightMag.com. Coming up, of course, Burst of Durst. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra thin so you can hang it on a wall, and will include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Why, thank you, John Scott. And today's burst of Durst is just brought to you by us. Yo, Blair! That's how the president hailed the Prime Minister of Great Britain at a photo op at the closing of the G8 conference the other day. Yo, Blair! And then he gave a neck rub to the Chancellor of Germany, Angela Merkel, who reacted with typical Teutonic aplomb. She tensed up tighter than a retaining wire on the mast of a ship in a force 5 gale. She's German, for crumb's sake. We got a frat boy running this country, and he's talking to important people. And I haven't even addressed him saying the S word that rhymes with spit, mostly because I agreed with him. The irony is getting Syria to rein in Hezbollah. The back rub is the weird thing, though. Can you imagine Roosevelt giving the Reichsfuhrer a neck rub? Well, actually, I guess Neville Chamberlain kind of did that. But that's not my point. I think my favorite was when he's talking to President Hu of China. Yes? Hu. He said, how long does it take you to get home? 8 hours? Wow, Russia's a big country. So is China, isn't it? Yeah, George, China is a big country. Got a lot of people in it, too. And Mexico? Great Mexican food. And full of Mexicans. Although, a lot of them are intent on coming here, and if you keep running the economy the way you are right now, they may be forced to erect a huge wall to stem the immigration south. And that's your burst of dirt for today.
All right. And as usual, you can get a copy of the burst of dirt. You can do it on the stream side. You can do it by touching in with the... What is it? KQKE, thequake.com?
Quakeradio.com,
and you can get all that. And then eventually there will be a book about Durst's comments.
The bursts of Durst.
And it will be, I think, the foreword will be done by George Bush.
Let me think. No. Wait a minute. I'll think further. No. I'll sleep on it.
Can
no.
You have him in? Yo,
Blair.
Yeah. I'm going to a reception here. I've been invited yesterday to a reception for the Prime Minister. He's coming to San Francisco in the latter part of the month.
Cherry's husband?
Yes. I think he's coming near the end of the month, and I'm going to go to the reception, and I'm going to walk in the room, and from across the room, I'm going to, yo, Blair!
And
he's
going to
be
so
startled. He's going to think it's George. No, that's just the way we Texans greet people. That's what you get when you ride a horse. That's what cowboys do to each other.
I want to see you in cowboy boots. I want to see you in a 10-gallon hat.
I have all of those things.
You have a 10-gallon hat?
Oh, they're part of my wardrobe.
Which wardrobe?
I have them in several colors.
You have 10-gallon hats in different colors?
Well, they're not exactly 10-gallon hats. They're cowboy hats.
Oh, they, You have cowboy hat?
Oh, yeah. Of course. Of course.
Is it like
I got the silver one, you know, the one that really... Every time I go down to Texas to make a speech...
Oh, they give you something.
They give me boots or they give me a hat. One or the other.
Oh, no brisket?
And a belt.
Oh, I bet you got big belt buckles.
Yeah, I do have. As a matter of fact, I was in a cut-in contest several years ago when I was still in the Capitol. We had a cutting contest.
A calf out of a herd?
Absolutely, at the state fair, and I won it. I was a team. There were three of us, and one guy stays down at the pen and simply, you know, make sure, and it's a timing thing, and the two other guys go up, they release the herd. You have to cut three marked steers and get them in. That's right.
Okay.
And get them in, and the guy down at the end just has to sit there and make sure they don't come out.
Which one were you?
Sit there and make sure they don't come out. You didn't think I was going to get my boots.
I don't know.
So I am very familiar with the upsides of
you never
horse.
Wear your boots, though.
No, not here. I don't wear my boots. No reason to wear my boots.
I wear my boots.
I wore them last week. I had them on last week. I had on a pair of jeans. I was fully decked.
Get out of here.
Oh, you should have seen me last Saturday. I think it was last Saturday. It was last Saturday. I had on a cowboy shirt.
Western shirt.
Done by Cavalli, but nevertheless, it was a cowboy shirt. I had on Sergio Stefano Ricci jeans. Oh, and I...
They weren't $39 at the Gap, were they?
And I had on some Tony Lamas.
These are Tony Lamas.
Yeah, Tony Lamas. My Tony Lamas were black alligator.
Oh, your Tony Lamas were a little more expensive than my Tony Lamas.
I wouldn't know. They came from Boone Pickens.
He gave you a pair of black alligators?
Yeah.
Do you know what alligators go for? Especially from Tony Lama?
I would think... that you could have that discussion with the gator first.
The low four figures.
No.
The low four figures. Yes.
No. They're not that bad.
Yes, they are. I've priced them. I've been down in Austin and San Antonio.
How about red lizards?
I
have a set of red lizards.
Maybe about 400, 500.
I have a set of red lizards.
Lizards and ostrich aren't that.
Yeah, not ostrich. I just have a little red lizard.
No, ostrich.
I have
black cherries.
Oh, yeah? I have 10 ostrich.
Yeah?
And I have, of course, the gray lizards as well. a gray snake.
I had a pair of mule once. They were really cheap. We are keeping
it real. No, the mules are good, though. Let me tell you.
But they last forever, I'll tell you that.
And they work in water.
Supervisor Board President Aaron Peskin coming up.
Coming out of the water.
Life's 960 The Quake.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
960, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. A cruise ship with more than 1,000 Americans aboard has left Beirut for Cyprus. It's the first large-scale evacuation of Americans since the Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon began last week. Evacuee Ashley Marinaccio is a bit bewildered at the turn of events.
It was surreal to see it. I don't think I've even processed all that information yet. I think I'm still kind of shocked at what's happened and where I am and the fact that I got out.
Israel says it's destroyed about half of Hezbollah's weapons arsenal and that it will take some time yet to destroy the rest. We're just a few hours away now from the first veto of the Bush presidency. Correspondent Bob Costantini, reporting live from Washington, tells us President Bush will veto a stem cell research bill.
Well, Jim, to explain his veto, President Bush will have on hand several so-called snowflake babies, children from frozen embryos. Spokesman Tony Snow.
The president is not going to get on the slippery slope, taking something that is living and making it dead for the purpose of research.
Denouncing the first ever Bush veto, Democrats this morning hosted Jeff McCaffrey, a promising midshipman paralyzed in a car accident.
Stem cell research does not know party affiliation. It does not know religious affiliation.
The House could take up the veto override later today. It's bound to fail. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
The government reports retail prices rose just 0.2% in May. It says that was because of a temporary drop in energy prices. Since then, we all know fuel prices have gone through the roof. Economist Joel Naroff at Commerce Bank says the Federal Reserve has some tough decisions to make.
The Fed has really got a major problem here trying to deal with some worries about continued inflation pressures, yet a slowing economy.
In fact, just this morning, Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning Congress that high oil prices could make inflation worse. He says growth on the one hand is slowing while inflation's rising on the other. He says this puts the Fed in a tricky spot when it comes to setting interest rates. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Qu-
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Time for quick traffic from the Cronpore Traffic Center and the Cronpore Morning News.
It'll fade off.
Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Wells Fargo. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Bay Bridge, lower deck, mess. It's a no-go right now. Stopped on the Skyway and across the lower deck, big rig hit a stalled car. Caltrans inspected. They're cleaning up, and there's some hydraulic fluid or something spilled in the lower deck. So, seriously, San Mateo or Golden Gate Bridge would be your alternate. I wouldn't get towards the lower deck for a while. Looks like there was a second accident not far from there, and that's still blocking the right lane. Upper deck of the Bay Bridge. Okay, heavy, but moving slowly. Back up to the A80 overpass, and the metering lights are on. Pleasanton still real slow for the Dublin interchange down to Sheridan on 680 southbound. There's no problems there anymore, but there was a pretty bad accident that had a couple lanes closed. It's recovering. No other troubles anywhere else at the moment. Why wait for someday to organize your finances? Get started today with Wells Fargo's online financial organizer, My Spending Report. It automatically tracks all your monthly Wells Fargo spending, and it's free with every Wells Fargo checking account. Why wait for someday? Wells Fargo, the next stage. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, the hometown of Jesus has been bombed. We'll get you an update on that. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station 960, The Quake.
Yeah. Thank you, John Scott. We're here at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960, The Quake. It is Wednesday, July 19, 719-2006. And it is 8:05 a.m. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown, and we are
blessed with the presence of the president of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, the Honorable Aaron Peskin from District Number 3 in North Beach, where the celebration of the World Cup victory appears to still be going on.
It is unbelievable. I was at Ponterey Restaurant for dinner at 10:30 last night, and it is still going on.
I was in North Beach last night, and that's why that's authentic. They're still celebrating.
Damn straight. Once every 4 years?
Oh, they're walking around accepting headbutts.
You should have been there last Sunday afternoon. A very large Italian gentleman gave me a big hug, and I think I have a broken rib. I'm not kidding.
Real hug.
Yeah, he was really happy, boy.
Well, now that if you do have some medical needs, you obviously have taken care of yourself by voting yesterday for extended health care.
Nice segue, Mr. Mayor. Yes, indeed. It actually, through a lot of negotiation and a lot of, I think, very mature policy deliberation, ended up with an 11-0 vote, the support of the mayor. The support of labor.
Whoa, go back. 11-0? A unanimous vote on the board of supervisors?
It is truly remarkable. And part of it is politics, and part of it is policy, and certainly there is a large unknown here. It is interesting to me that the more moderate to conservative elements of the Board of Supervisors were willing to go forward with the mandate portion of the legislation, which actually is going to cost businesses with more than 20 employees up to $1.60 per hour to pay into this.
It's very difficult for anybody to believe that there are any moderate to conservative members of the Board of Supervisors, but I will accept your characterization of those who are not as progressive as you are. That's really what you mean.
Well, your former appointee to the Port Commission, I think, could clearly be called a moderate Democrat, wouldn't you say that?
In San Francisco?
Who are you speaking of?
In San Francisco, absolutely. Like on the world stage, maybe.
Alioto Pier.
Oh, Miss McKellar.
Yes, McKellar Alioto would be known. Nancy Pelosi is known as a flaming left-wing liberal.
Around the world.
What is the matter with the rest of the world? What is the matter with the rest of the world?
Oh, I could tell you.
They haven't caught up. You went by 11-0 vote, but there is one segment that is totally and completely missing. About 3 years ago, we put together a program to allow cab drivers to be covered. We mandated that cab drivers be covered with health insurance, and to this day, they still are not.
Yep.
And in your definition, I can't find a way to include them. What's the story?
Well,
can't we somehow take care of that problem?
You know, that is a vexing issue. It is actually on our screen collectively. It's something that Supervisors Daly, Amiano, and myself have had a longstanding interest in. The problem right now
is... You're the guys who've really been trying to implement.
We have been trying to implement. It is very difficult because cab drivers are considered to be independent contractors and not employees. But there are some potential solutions.
It is semantics, though.
It is semantics, but it is semantics that keep them without health insurance and from time to time in our general hospital and costing the taxpayers of San Francisco money. But hopefully it is something that we will tackle as a next step.
We're speaking with Aaron Peskin. He's the president of the Board of Supervisors, joins us every fortnight or so here on 960 The Quake.
Except when I forget to come.
Or you go on vacation. I have a question, and it comes down from higher management, from Mr. Agnew himself. And the question is, yes, Spiro himself,
the
with his bag of cash, yes, of negativity, he is wondering the bottom limit of who is qualified for this. How many hours a week do you have to work?
And be careful what you answer, because it will determine how many hours we keep we're able to work.
Did you bounce it from 8 to 12?
It starts out at 12 hours per week, and over a few years goes down to 8 hours per week. It requires
8 hours
90
a week?
Days.
Does that mean a babysitter? If I have 20 babysitters.
If you have 20 babysitters, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if it's the Will Durst Baby Babysitting Company, absolutely.
So it's and it'll be $1.60 an hour. I have to
20 to 50 employees is $1.06 per hour. Above 50 is $1.60 per hour.
Wow, that's
contribution made by the employer to the central fund, which then provides the coverage.
That's going to raise
bingo.
A lot of expenses for people doing business in the city, at least large.
Well, for people who do not currently provide health coverage for their employees currently.
So right. if they have so remember, health coverage for their employees.
Remember
or
that,
if they go forward in the future and have coverage.
Right. Remember that, I mean, the largest employers in this town are already providing health care for their employees. But, yeah, I'm not, it is incontrovertible that this is going to have a real impact on some businesses. There is no question about that. But there is also a trade-off, and the trade-off is that there's going to be, you know, many thousands of people who currently are working uninsured who are going to be insured.
Mr. President, this is not health care insurance. This is health care service.
Correct.
And it will be provided directly
Thank you for
by
correcting.
The city facilities, the clinics, etc., not by any third-party provider.
Correct.
Which then eliminates all the broker fees and all the other things that go with it. Will it reduce the paperwork for those persons who are the providers of service, if any?
It is a very good question. I think, you know, if you hear your former head of the health department, the current head of the health department, Mitch Katz, speak, certainly that is the desire. This is a brand new thing for San Francisco. It's a first of a kind in the United States. Let's be honest. It's going to be many months before this thing is up and running in an efficient, hopefully efficient way. And hopefully it will break down the amount of health care oriented bureaucracy that is so expensive.
So you're not clearing your schedule for the ribbon cutting ceremony yet?
I don't like doing ribbon cuttings. That's Willie Brown and Gavin Newsom like doing ribbon cuttings. I like coming down here and talking to you guys.
You'd be surprised.
He's keeping it real.
You'd be surprised the benefits of ribbon cutting.
Okay.
They've given the other guy an 80% approval rating.
Well, that's because he's cutting on all the ribbons on the projects that you started.
Oh, it's a love fest here.
I know there were reasons to bring you on this show, Aaron Peskin.
I have a health care question, and it's for people. A lot of businesses around here are getting by providing health care coverage for their employees by setting a limit at how many hours a week they have to work, and they keep raising it. And I know an industry. And it's called the restaurant industry. And having a full-time wait staff is very expensive, especially when they're making most of their... It's hard to be a waiter in this town. And it's hard being a part-time waiter in this town. And I know one company that has raised the level of what they would provide for health care insurance. It used to be 20 hours a week. And now it's 30 hours a week. And then they bumped it to 32 hours a week, which is almost a full-time position.
Right, and nobody's working 32
exactly.
hours a week.
Exactly. So
they're not really offering health insurance.
Yeah, so they're giving health care coverage to the managers, and that's about it. What happens to them now? Will they join in this? Or is everybody going to start hiring waiters at 7.5 hours a week?
Well, Willie Brown is right. First of all, this is not health insurance. This is health access.
Health access
to city services that are only being done in San Francisco. If this does not help you in Milpitas, and this does not help you in Arcata.
If you live in San Francisco, but you work in Milpitas, you're...
Or if you work in San Francisco,
and
you can access yourself. That's correct. You can live. I mean, if you are here in San Francisco, you can access these services. But this is not insurance. The answer is this employer that you're talking about, if he or she has more than 20 employees, they would be mandated to, you know, pay into this system, right? And their employees would be able to access that service.
Is the dollar
no
six?
No fertility, though.
Is the dollar
no
six?
No dental.
$1.06 and $1.60. Are those hourly or are they just?
That's hourly.
That's hourly.
Yeah.
So that
which is
you work
which is
the 7.5 hours that he's talking about. You're talking about $7.36.
That's correct.
Yeah. Per day.
Yeah.
Per shift.
That's right.
So you see, that's how the cumulative cost begins to reveal itself.
You
on
know,
the other hand,
everybody, Paul's falling asleep here. Do you want us to change the subject, Paul? I've never seen you be so quiet.
Well, he's mandated to be quiet. That's because we don't want to provide him with health care coverage. In radio, it's by the number of words you say. And if you can keep people down to a few words, you don't have to cover them.
So this is piecework.
Totally. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
And he's hit his quota for the year.
Piecework. Mr. Peskin, on another subject, we talked about, we started this by talking about the absence of coverage for cab drivers who are allegedly independent contractors. There appears to be major issues and major problems in the taxi commission operation. We've read in there where some person who's identified as a convicted thief is now the acting director. We've read in there where reprisals have been practiced by executive directors when people have reported certain incidents to the mayor's office. Is any of this stuff true?
Well, first of all, relative to the larger picture at the taxi commission, clearly it is not a good thing. I mean, having some stability and predictability in your government and in life makes for a better world. And what happened at the taxi commission is that they, in the middle of the night, a couple of weeks ago, in a closed session meeting, fired the mayor's appointed executive director for reasons that have never been made overtly clear, because they are, quote-unquote, a personnel matter.
Closed session. 3 hours.
3 hours.
2 a.m.
1:30, thereabouts. 2 a.m. I don't know. I was sound asleep. But bottom line is that the gentleman who is now running it apparently does have that in his background. I personally don't think that that is necessarily a fatal flaw. He did his time. I believe in the notion of people rehabilitating themselves. So I am not necessarily troubled by that. What I am troubled by is the notion that this individual had close personal connections to the former director. I clearly have a long history of not liking things that, to me, appear as cronyism or nepotism or hiring your friends. And so I do have problems with
that. I wouldn't
that.
Hire your friends either.
I'm trying
That's
to,
the choice I'll be able to say, but I give back that line.
Can I tell you, I'm still trying to find your friends in the government and eliminate their positions, so don't worry about it.
I know. You worked hard at it. You didn't succeed.
I'm not
Because, believe me, I'm not giving
done.
Up any names.
I'm not done.
Not only that, the current mayor has been trying to figure out who my friends are.
We're speaking to the president of the San Francisco City and County Board of Supervisors, and I want to ask him about parking and driving through Jack Kerouac Alley. And he'll talk to us in the next segment. Right now, let's go to John's studio. John's studio in the Scott. John Scott in the studio.
Yeah, this is my studio.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's yours from now on, buddy.
What can I do for you, gentlemen?
You can tell Aaron Peskin what you think of his parking rules and regulations that he's been pushing, i.e., that is, you ought to ride a bicycle, John.
Well, there's a new study out that shows that the cost of parking, the highest in the country, is in Midtown Manhattan, $40 a day.
Who's next?
I think San Francisco is next, somewhere in the 30s per day.
That's why I take Muni, and I did not know that Muni wasn't free until I heard the announcement that a free day. What are you talking about? Every time I'm on Muni, it's free. How does it get to be free on a particular day?
No. It's free for senior citizens. That's what.
Oh. John, how's the parking in Lebanon right now?
Well,
it's not good at Hotel Vitale for a supervisor.
It's also great in Jesus' hometown, by the way. I wouldn't park in Nazareth if I were you. The Israeli army says that a Hezbollah rocket came into Jesus' hometown, which is Nazareth, and they don't know how many victims, but they know that there are. This is the first time that a holy city has been hit since they started fighting here 8 days ago. I did not know that Nazareth is mainly an Arab town, but I've learned that through my research. And there was also a hit on a Christian suburb. Israeli bombers hit that suburb that they hadn't touched before. They blew out a water drilling machine. They might have mistaken it for a missile launcher, but that's kind of the way things are going. And Americans, gentlemen, are continuing to get on cruise ships and however they can to get out of Lebanon. The U.S. ambassador says, we'll do it as fast as we can, guys.
It's the fog of war.
And that is the report on the current status of the Middle East. On this station, you'll hear John Scott's voice all day, probably, giving you updates on what's happening in the Middle East. And you can rely upon the accuracy. John seldom, if ever, overstates it. Unlike Will Durst and Willie Brown, who in keeping it real enhances it a bit.
You're listening to 960 The Quake. Aaron Peskin is our guest. We're going to talk to him about driving.
for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Hey, True Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
We're not in a car. We're in the lobby of the Hotel Vitale at the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. Under the shadow of the Bay Bridge with sun peeking out from the clouds here on Wednesday, July 19th, 2006. It's 8:24, and you're keeping it real with Will and Willie and 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And we're blessed with the presence of the President of the Board of Supervisors, who has a strong interest and how many automobiles are in and about the city.
He doesn't like cars. Do you have a car?
Of course I have a car. Do you have a TV? An alternative vehicle.
Do you own a TV?
No, I don't own a TV.
You don't own a TV?
I don't own a TV.
What does that mean, you don't own a TV?
I have a laptop computer. I can watch DVDs on it. Just think about it. In the time after
you don't see movies?
Vegetating, you know, I can watch movies.
You don't watch the national news?
I went down to the Embarcadero
Cinema. You don't know what Van Amberg is saying about you on the television?
Am Vanberg?
You wanted to ask him about
parking. I read a book last week.
Yeah? What? You finished one?
Yeah, I got all the way through it.
Did you color outside the line?
Bad Dirt. Great. Annie Prulix. You should look at that. Very good. Stories About Wyoming.
Oh, really? That's her new one?
No, that's a recent publication.
What's this thing with Jack Kerouac Alley? That's what I want to know.
Jack Kerouac Alley. Remember a bunch of years ago, Vesuvio's Mark Fruin Getty. I think it's before Willie Brown was mayor. I think Frank Jordan was mayor at the time. Lawrence Fruin Getty pushed to have 12 little alleys in and around North Beach renamed for beat poets and famous literary figures in San Francisco. One of those is the little alley between Vesuvio's Cafe and Bar on the south side and City Lights on the north side of that little alley there on Columbus.
And that's on the west side of Columbus.
Across from Costco and the Pearl.
Yeah, it is. The backside of it would be Grant.
And that Bank of America building is like a death space on the other side. Yeah, that needle corner there.
Right, and that little alley became Jack Kerouac Alley, and it's actually an interesting little spot. It really honestly connects Chinatown to North Beach, and is part of a many years effort of honoring and enhancing some of the alleys in and around Chinatown. We actually, day before yesterday, the committee of the board approved closing that street and releasing funds to turn it into a pedestrian street, so, you know, about 125 feet long there. And it's going to be a great little spot. It's going to be, I think, loved by locals and tourists, and we're going to have music out there. I don't know if you've been going to any of the Art in the Alley stuff that we've been putting on, but anyway, I'm very, very pleased and very proud, and hats off to the Chinatown Community Development Center and the Department of Public Works. It should be groundbreaking, will be in a few weeks, and it should be done by the fall.
So it's a fait accompli, it's done? I can't drive through there anymore when I'm cruising Grant, and then I got to come down to Columbus to try to find parking?
Now, let me think about that. You're going northbound on Grant.
And you always cut through there.
No, you turn right on Broadway, and then you turn right on Columbus.
It's quicker.
Quicker?
To go through the alley. Besides, there's always drunks and people.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you have to drive over Barbara's laying down there with the pigeons and the bottle of vodka. Come on.
12 Adlers directly across the street. We did something on a dedication side with 12 Adler last year. We had a big ceremony.
You mean Specs?
No, not last year. A few years ago. I keep thinking I was mayor last year. No, a few years ago. It's hard to get away from that. About a few years ago, we did something with some of the merchants and some of the people in the 12 Adler.
Yeah, when you dedicated that little plaza there between Tosca and Specs.
Yes. And that little bar.
Yeah, that little bar. Specs. That's Specs.
Yeah, that's a great bar.
The Adler Cafe.
Yes.
But another thing that we actually just did, I don't know if you've noticed this around the city, but we formally unveiled them last week, and that is the city's 11 historic districts now have signs up for tourists and visitors alike to let them know where they are. The Jackson Square Historic District, the city's first now over 30 years ago. The newest one out at Dog Patch, Alamo Square.
Dog Patch is a historic district?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Supervisor Sophie Maxwell presided over the designation of the Dog Patch neighborhood over there by Petrero Hill.
North Beach?
North Beach does not have official historic designation. A small portion of the east side of Telegraph Hill that survived the 1906 fire does have a historic district designation, about 100 properties up there. Some of the oldest dwellings remaining in the city, pre-1870 structures, largest cluster of pre-1870 structures on the east side of Telegraph Hill have that designation. The Northeast Waterfront Warehouse Historic District has that designation down by the South End Historic District. At any rate, these signs are up all around. Start looking for them.
Is there a way to see all of them at one time? Is there some sort of web URL that we can go to? Is there something in the city that would have them all together so we could look at them rather than?
You can find them on the planning department's website. If you go look at the planning code, they actually have maps of all of them. But you are actually raising a brilliant idea, Will Durst. We're going to have a little thing where you can press on at the city's website. I'm going to get after that today. That's a good idea.
See, we're not just keeping it real with Will and Willie. We're actually providing momentum for our city to move forward. We're sweeping away the debris of yesterday and building the solid foundation of tomorrow.
And you're hearing from a man who clearly loves San Francisco and who stays attuned to every change that's being made significantly in this city. As a matter of fact, a little-known fact about Aaron Peskin, on occasions you'll see him with the people who lead the tours, the walking tours of San Francisco. Yeah, Peskin runs around with the people who lead in the walking tours. I ran into him on Market Street.
What are you, a living footnote or something?
You know, you just never know what's going to walk by you. Actually, you know, I live in an 1859 home.
Dwelling?
Home that was built in 1859.
That's why he doesn't have a TV.
There's no electricity. Yeah.
We're just trying to get indoor plumbing now. But the tours do go by every once in a while, and every once in a while I do go out and talk
to you. Buddy, we always look forward to you coming by. You're a delight.
Thank
you for joining us.
We will see you in a fortnight, whatever that means.
Yes, and by then, hopefully, there will be a complete stadium plan so that we can have that discussion with you as we did with Andy Ross yesterday.
I would actually like to have that conversation with you. What did you intend with Proposition F and Proposition D? I'm hearing all sorts of different things. Were the representations of the voters broken? See you in 2 weeks.
Let me advise you. I don't know what I intended.
And that's real. And we are keeping it that way. Coming up, we got Brad Friedman from BradBlog.com here on 960 The Quick.
.832 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. Trying to check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. And this time we're brought to you by Mattress Discounters. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Lower deck of the Bay Bridge has been kind of a mess all morning. Big rig hit a stall. And there were no major injuries. It looks like they've got it all cleaned up. But it's going to be slow from the Skyway onto the lower deck. On the upper deck, heavy, but moving okay. Metering lights on at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. And there's no other major problems on Bay Area freeways at the moment. A crash just, by the way, moved over the shoulder, 101 northbound before Moffett Boulevard. Mattress Discounters, during their limited time rebate sale, you save up to $250 on select Simmons Beautyrest and Sealy Posturepedic mattress sets, and you pay nothing for one full year on approved credit. Mattress Discounters, have a good night's sleep for less. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 8:33. Here's what's happening on 960 The Quake. Aides say President Bush is poised to veto a stem cell research bill as soon as it lands on its desk. We are monitoring and waiting for it to happen. In the East Room ceremony, we assume it'll be covered live and we'll bring it to you. And Mr. Bush will then explain why he's casting the first veto of his presidency. The measure, which cleared the Senate by a lopsided margin yesterday, is not enough to be veto-proof, unfortunately. The White House says they're going to parade some snowflake children around President Bush when he makes his remarks. They're what stem cell research opponents call the offspring of embryo adoptions. Israeli authorities say Hezbollah rocket attacks have hit a holy city, Nazareth. It's the first time that kind of target has been targeted. An army says a strike on that predominantly Arab town killed two people. The town revered as Jesus' hometown is filled with churches. The U.S. ambassador in Beirut says he's something he expects to see over and over again until every American who wants to leave Lebanon has that chance. Dozens of Americans wave from the top decks as a chartered ship carried 1,000 citizens away from this fighting in the Mideast. Humboldt County authorities say no one hurt, few people felt it, but no damage. An earthquake that was a 5.0 hit an area near Eureka early this morning. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff is in the South Bay this afternoon. He's going to make a short speech and then preside over a naturalization ceremony. That's at 1:15 at the Heritage Theater in Campbell. Quake weather today. We had some early morning rain, a little drizzle. That's sort of evaporated, but the combination of the humidity and a cold front means we have a good possibility for some showers and thunderstorms and lightning this afternoon. It'll be sunny late afternoon and a little bit cooler, too. 60s coast, 70s, 80s around the bay, low 90s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quick.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, "Je voudrais le poulet et le riz."
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
The San Jose Grand Prix.
We had doubts about the success of the Grand Prix.
The economics behind the checkered flag.
Business was fabulous.
The Grand Prix makes a difference when it comes to how they think about San Jose.
It was a great, wonderful surprise.
Listen for special reports on the San Jose Grand Prix all this week at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quick.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now, back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Shakira, Shakira.
Hips don't lie. And we're speaking from the heart of the pocket of last resistance here in Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We're George Bush's worst nightmare. We're taking reality and throwing it back.
smack in his face with the force of Force 5 Gale. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. I cannot believe that there's still a debate about same-sex marriages. You know, yesterday, Barney Frank had to proceed to say, I just don't think you like gays. A fellow named Knox, who is the only Republican gay member of Congress who's about to retire, made the same kind of speech, and they somehow blocked a proposed constitutional amendment. It fell 46 votes short. And the people who were pushing it proceeded to say, hey, it's a victory for us. It's just part of the concrete quartz changing the nature of this world as it relates to same-sex marriages.
We are regressing so badly in this country morally.
It's unbelievable. And it's an issue that obviously is just being exploited for political purposes.
As is stem cell research.
Because already almost every state has some form of a ban in existence already, or they're about to vote on whether or not there should be a ban. There's only one state, I think, that has the legal status on same-sex marriages, or
Massachusetts,
and they have a measure on the ballot now to repeal that. And so the business of trying to make it a constitutional amendment is a little bit foreign, because it means that you're taking it out of the hands of the individual states. And in fact, whatever they wish to do. And then you get the state of New York in its courts issuing a scathing opinion on the question just 2 or 3 weeks ago. All of a sudden, however, the Republicans in Congress are trying to put it in perspective so that on the electoral circuit, there will be a vote that has been cast, recorded, that can be debated. All around the question of whether or not the so-called moral values coalition is able to continue its thrust on America and leave Republicans in charge.
Screw the moral values.
And, you know, you referenced stem cell research.
Signed that bill. I mean, they passed that bill yesterday. And Tony Snow said, I love this. I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger called Bush and encouraged him, which is obviously more politicizing. But Nancy Reagan called members of Congress, members of the Senate, trying to get them to vote for it. And this is what Tony Snow said. The simple answer is President Bush thinks murder's wrong. He's not going to get on the slippery slope taking something living and making it dead for the purposes of scientific research. Something living. A one-cell animal living.
Very bizarre. It's okay to allow that animal to be thrown into the trash can, which is what they're doing with those excess cells, and not be able to use them for human research.
No, that's okay. That's okay. Throwing it away is okay.
And let it die.
Yeah. But using it, no. We can't do
using
that.
It, and there's a great cartoon in the Chronicle this morning. This old guy who obviously is racked with disease, cane and all of that, no meat on his bones at all, looking at the garbage can outside of this clinic, looking for embryonic cells, and there is a cop in the form of George Bush yelling, hands out of that! Get up! He's got his gun drawn. Great cartoon. It demonstrates the difference between Mr. Bush's stand on the issue of stem cell research and everybody else's stand. Almost every other nation in the world is currently aggressively engaging in stem cell research. It holds the promise, literally, and the optimism for the potential for being able to give people incredible relief from things like Parkinson's, from Alzheimer's.
Yeah, but it's said in the Bible that you know, that life is so sacred, and anything that you can even connect to life, you know, life begins at inception. Well, maybe life begins at intent. You know, maybe we should just shut down all bars so that people can't meet each other. We got Brad Friedman on the line from bradblog.com. And Brad, where are you based?
I'm in Los Angeles, at least for the moment. About to head out on a road trip here this afternoon, but you got me on my home base in L.A.
Ah, where are you headed out of the road trip?
Well, we're heading actually towards Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, where my family is, and I've got this a TV show to do up in St. Paul, Minnesota. So going to be out and about causing trouble from the road and hopefully getting some rest along the way.
I'm going to be in Green Bay, and I'm going to be making my own gravy right with you. Now, on your blog, you were one of the first people to discover that in San Diego, the election between Bill Bray and Busby, that there was a little bit of hanky-panky involving those machines.
Well, I tell you what, it's pretty direct, and in many ways even worse than hanky-panky. We've discovered with these Diebold voting machines in just the past few months, both the Diebold touchscreen systems and Diebold optical scan, where you've actually got a paper ballot, that in fact there are dozens of ways to tamper and hack these systems in just a few minutes' time, no password necessary, and that if you can infect one machine, it can affect all the other machines in the election. So in the past few months, both the Secretary of State Bruce McPherson and the federal body have put in these new severe security mitigation requirements, which were then completely thrown out the window when the Registrar of Voters down there sent those voting machines, incredibly, home with poll workers for days and weeks prior to the election.
What was the reason that they gave?
Well, they have always done this in the past, this particular county and many others, because this is how they would deploy the voting machines, so they would be there first thing, you know, in the morning on election day. However, that didn't used to matter under the old system when we were using the punch card machines or whatever they were. Now it does matter since we've learned just how hackable these machines are, specifically the Diebold ones. And federal and state laws have now been put in place that would make such a breach of chain of custody, would turn these machines into decertified voting machines, which is what happened here, and thus folks were actually casting illegal votes on decertified voting machines in the first federal race to occur since those new laws were put in place. I mean, we need to take voting machine security seriously. I think these guys and these registrars down there, in this case Michael Haas, you know, they're just presuming, and he actually told me that he's not that worried, because in order for someone to tamper with one of these machines, they would have to, quote, be willing to commit a felony.
And we know people in this country aren't willing to do that.
You would never do that.
No.
You know, there's no amount of money riding on these races that someone would, you know, have a stake in wanting to game them. I mean, it's incredible. They're using these voting machines. They're untested. They're hackable. They don't work. And they're using them this year for the first time all over the country because of the Help America Vote Act, which kicks in. And they're paying no attention to the very serious matters of security that computer scientists and security experts have been yelling and screaming about and telling them to do something about.
In this particular race in San Diego, and you're blogging, are you making any recommendations for some form of a investigation of this particular race and maybe decertification of the results?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the problem is all of these things are expensive, and as we've learned, the Registrar of Voters down there can set any price that they want for a hand count. A voter has come forward, has asked for a complete hand count of all 150,000 ballots, as has, by the way, last Friday, the DNC has actually come out and called for a full hand count of all 150,000 ballots. However, the registrar can charge any price they want, apparently, for this hand count, and they've decided to tell the voter, first they quoted three different prices, but eventually they told the voter it would be $150,000 for her to hand count those ballots, which equates to $6,000 a day that she had to pay up front each day. And finally, that's a buck a vote, essentially, while next door in Orange County, they're charging 14 cents for the same type of hand count.
Well, why don't you have them coded in Orange County, then?
Yeah, well, if we could do that, that would be great. We might be able to get some accountability here.
Don't go to Orange County. Come up here.
City documents or anything else, and he's hiding, he's obfuscating, and it's incredibly difficult to get any accountability without coming up with hundreds and thousands of dollars to challenge what the heck this guy is doing down there in Orange County. But we are trying to raise that money to hold them accountable and to contest the election under the premise that votes cast on the decertified voting machines would be illegal votes.
How much reaction on the negative side has there been to the business of allowing you to take the ballot boxes home? I've never heard of such, and I've been in this business for years and years and years. It's like taking your bar examination home and then showing up on the day of the bar with the answers already in place.
that's exactly what it is. I mean, it would be like taking a blood sample at a crime scene and then sending it home with a worker for a week and for storage in their car or garage, and it would be laughed out of court. It would never be allowed in the crime lab, and yet we've allowed thousands and thousands of voting machines.
Only if you get Garagos as your lawyer.
Yeah, well, that's right. I mean, these sleepovers, as they've are just killing us here, and someone needs to hold these guys accountable and say, no, you can't do this before. Even if you did it in the past with machines, that it didn't matter, now it does matter. And so folks down there in San Diego are calling for an end to these sleepovers now before we have them occur this November in 435 U.S. House races when they happen on the same day. This one is sticking out like a sore thumb.
That's Brad Friedman.
Now's the time to take action.
Brad is from bradblog.com. And, Brad, we want you to join us again. We want to keep updated on this situation.
I'm happy to keep you updated. Anytime you like, give me a call.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
He's joined us on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake. Next up, what would Willie do?
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salad, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
You from the left, for people like us. 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do?
Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song.
Every day we ask the mayor of San Francisco a question. Our question he has not heard, and it's totally unrehearsed, as is the answer. Today's What Would Willie Do?
George Bush has just exercised, or is about to exercise, the first veto of his administration. Yes, today he becomes a man. Now, obviously, he's vetoing the stem cell bill for purely political purposes. So, how does the Democratic Party turn this around and use it to their advantage for November 7th?
Well, and 63 members of the U.S. Senate voted for this bill, as I recall, and read in yesterday's paper and today's paper. That's a few votes short of the number needed to successfully override his veto, 67 being the appropriate number. And I think I would work like hell to see if I could not convince some of those senators who are on the bubble, some of those senators who may very well be facing being ousted this time around. I think I would put on a major effort in their respective districts to make sure that when the veto override was taken up, it would have the potential of, in fact, being a successful override of Bush's veto. Bill Frist may attempt to do that. After all, he's on the edge on this one. He helped lead the fight to see that it passed. Even the Trent Lott voted to see that it passed. And it seems to me, with a combination of all that, plus the staunch support of the Democrats and the only independents, you ought to be able to come close, if not succeed, in overriding his veto. If you fail, you will have set it up as a major issue. And so, therefore, I wouldn't take up the override tomorrow. I would take up the override at some point in the future. I would give it a number of days to percolate. I would give it a number. It is not, I wouldn't do it as if I was cooking at home and submitting it to the microwave. I'd go the old-fashioned wood-burning oven that allows the matter to really marinate and circulate and get the maximum amount of political advantage possible out of it. And the results could be a successful change in the makeup of the U.S. Senate.
And that's What Would Willie Do on this Wednesday, July 19th, 2006. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk to Angie Coiro from Mother Jones Magazine. It's Wednesday. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And we're having fun doing it. And so are you. Repeat after me. So am I.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right. We believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out